The next step is meditatio, meditation. So we'll take this through line by line, and I'll lead you through a meditation, but hopefully at some point you can do this on your own and use your own imagination, your own wonder, your own creativity. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Very interesting. He wasn't with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." What must it have felt like to be Thomas and to be the one that missed out? And to hear them say, "We have seen the Lord." I can imagine Thomas would be very upset. And he's still in denial. "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks." He wants to not only see, but he wants to probe, to put his finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side. "Unless I do that, I will not believe." That's a pretty strong statement. That's a pretty strong demand, too, of Jesus. Now, this is the interesting part. A week later, his disciples were again inside. So I love that they were all together inside, gathered closely. And Thomas was with them. So this time, they were gathered together, and Thomas was with them. You know, Jesus says, "Whenever two or three are gathered in my name, I am present among them." Thomas couldn't experience him alone. It needed to be together with all the disciples. And Jesus came, although the doors were locked. This is another amazing part. He came through locked doors. You may be familiar with the painting where Jesus is outside of the door and he's knocking, and there's no handle on the outside. The only handle's on the inside. And the significance of that is only you can let him in. But what I love about this is that he comes through locked doors. So even when we're too paralyzed to get up to the door and let him in, even when we're hurting or afraid or trapped in sin or trapped in anger or trapped in, as Thomas was, denial, he can come through locked doors. He comes through our locked doors and stands right in our midst and says to us, he says to you right now, whatever you think is blocking him from encountering you, it's not an obstacle for him. Jesus can come right through the locked doors. So right now, there's no obstacles for him. There's no sin that you have done that can keep him away from you. Right now, he comes through your locked door into your locked heart, and he says to you, "Peace be with you." And he knows what Thomas has said. Thomas will not believe unless he can see the mark of the nails in his hands and put his finger into the nail marks and put his hand into his side. And so Jesus says this to him. And imagine he says it to you because he wants you to believe. Right now, he's telling you, "Put your finger here and see my hands." Try to imagine his hands. Look at his hands. He's holding them out for you right now, and you can see he's resurrected, but you still see the wounds in his hands. You still see the marks. "And bring your hand," he says, "and put it into my side." And maybe you're a little hesitant at first, so he actually takes your hand to him and pulls it to him and puts it right in his side so that you can feel. And then he looks you in the eyes and he says, with such great love, with such great hope, with such patience, "Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered him and said, and maybe you say this too, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and have believed." Who is that? That is you. You are the blessed one who has not seen him, but believed. We live right now in a more blessed age than the people that actually got to see Jesus physically, than the people that actually got to see him in the resurrection, because now we see him through the grace of the Holy Spirit. through the gift of Pentecost that he has given to us. We can see him now and believe in him in a deeper way than even those apostles could. So do not be unbelieving, but believe. Take some time now and just meditate on this passage by yourself, read it over again, and then journal your experience.